bless you. Yes, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the road, when I don't know where to go, I'll still bless you. In the middle of my storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. When I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go,
I will praise your name. God is faithful. That is most definitely the truth. Amen. When no one else is there, God is most definitely there, present, you know, any way he can be. You know, he there. Sometimes it's just to speak encouragement. Sometimes it's to give us wisdom of how to handle whatever. Sometimes it's just to comfort us, man. But regardless of what we find ourselves in, God is present, and that is a blessing. So as we open up testimony service, that's most definitely how I want to open it up, to say that, you know, God is most definitely present and a willing help always, you know. And so sometimes we be hard headed and don't listen, but that don't mean he ain't present. Amen. Amen. So look, at this time, we would like anyone and everyone to testify of the goodness of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Bless God on today. I give honor to our Father, Son, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. I give honor to each and every leader. I don't have anything huge or anything to say, but the huge thing is our God. You know, he is an awesome God. We are still breathing. We are still breathing. That is major. That is major in the season that we're in right now, that he is still breathing through us. Amen. So I'm just so excited. I'm glad, you know, that God is who he said he will always be, never changing in my life. And I can see the miracles, signs and wonders, not just in my life, I see it in other people's lives too. So my testimony is just seeing the work of the Lord and seeing his glory upon the righteous people, the people that's ready, willing, and obedient. I am so excited to see what is next, and that is my testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Do we have any others?
Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for this another day. Hallelujah. Just to give thanks to him for breathing, for being alive, for bringing us through, and just for my family, for Inspired Word family, just to enjoy and to experience his goodness and his mercy and his grace and him just his patience and him wanting to just use us and pouring into us his word and for us to be a light in dark places. Just thank God, never take him for granted. I just thank God for every day of my life. Just wanted to just share the love of God.
Amen. Thank you, Elder, for that testimony. Do we have any other? Please, y'all, share of the goodness of God. If you just come on and just give God some glory, that'll be appreciated. Let God hear you say God is good. Amen.
Praise God. I'm so thankful for this day, but I give all praises to God, to Apostle, to all the ministers, and all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank God for protection, for keeping us another week, keeping us from this virus and any harm and danger that came our way. That's my testimony. I'm thankful for protection. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can we get at least one more and then we can move on with the service, y'all? Well, if we can't get another one, can we go forth with our next praise and worship song? Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a man of your word, yeah. Yeah. Here we go. This is what it says. All things are possible. When we believe, old chains are breakable. When we receive Yahweh, you keep your promises. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, hey, if you said it, we believe it.
Yeah.
The great I am said he speaks over us. What you say is true. Say, I am what I am. Cause the great I am. Say he speaks over me.
Yes, he does.
And his word is true. Say, I am what I am. Cause the great I am. He speaks over me.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And I am what I am. Cause the great I am. Said he speaks over me.
Well, praise God. Without further ado, we give to you the prophetess who's sharing the word today. Amen. Amen. Prophetess, it's in your hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God. Amen. Amen. I was just back here trying to control myself. Amen. Because God is a man of his word. Amen. Amen. Glory Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to hold us long on today. Amen. We're going to get right into this word. Some of you probably noticed in the chat box already the name of the sermon on today is Judas is your next level. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to start. Amen. And we're going to get right on into it. Amen. We're going to go to John. Amen. Chapter 13. Amen. Amen. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Friends, Jesus was on a mission. At supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. And he wiped them with the towel which he was girded. Amen. Jesus was on a mission. He was on a journey. He had a purpose. He was doing things. Amen. He had a job. He had a task at hand. Amen. And he was determined, amen, to get it done. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want y'all to skip on over, amen, to verse 15. For I have given you an example. God has given us an example. Amen. But I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Everything that it is that we need to know, God has already given us the example. Amen. Some people be like, oh, well, God just want us to watch each other's feet. But it's so much more to that, because he explains it out in the next verse. Amen. And I don't have this verse up there, but even in the next verse, he said, most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. He's saying to us that it's whatever I do, you're able to do as well. So if I am as your master is able to do it, you can do it too. Amen. I want y'all to be encouraged on today. Amen. Amen. This scripture, when I read it and I read about how Jesus was not only just washing the disciples' feet of being that type of example, but there's another example in here that I want us to be able to get. Amen. In chapter 13. So I want y'all to take your time when you're able to go back and read the entire thing. Amen. But we're going to skip down to verse 21. Amen. When Jesus had said these things, He was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me." Now remember, they sitting at the table. Amen. This is the Last Supper. Y'all know about this story. Amen. Y'all know about this scripture. Amen. They were sitting at the table. Amen. It says, "Most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me." Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples who Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask him who was of whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" We always want to know who that person is. Amen. But some things you got to hold on to yourself. Amen. Even though Jesus loved him, he kept that to himself to a degree. Amen. Because we got to be observant. Amen. Hallelujah. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." Now, he didn't say his name. He just described the situation. You got to pay attention, people of God. "And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now, after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do it quickly." But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him. For some thought, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus had said to him, "Buy those things we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. Having received the piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night. Family, I want to say to you, don't take it personal. Judas is for your next level. Amen. There's going to be some people, amen, and even sometimes some things, amen, that we believe that is out to get us. We all know that Judas was a betrayer, amen. We know about that, amen. But sometimes we think that somebody's out to get us, somebody's out to betray us. The system is out to get us. And you know what? You're right. Some things is out to get you. Some people is out to get you. And we always say, so-and-so got something to say about me. Every time I try to get a leg up, something tries to knock me down. And then when we go through those things, then we say, but God. And yes, you're right to say, yes, but God. But at the same token, at the same breath, we turn around and take it personal. We turn around and take it personal. Tell yourself, Judas is just for my next level. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, because it's not always about you. It's not always about you, but the vision and the purpose, amen, of God, the vision and the purpose that God has for your life, what God has instructed you to do, stay focused on it, amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay focused on it. See, when people, amen, or life seems to betray you, normally what people do is we become angry. We become distracted and off balance. And when we lose our momentum, see that word, there's that word again. This is what I want us to focus on as well in this talk today. Amen. When we lose our momentum, amen, we lose focus on what it is that we were supposed to have done. But if we realize, amen, that Judas, the thing that was going on that was trying to betray us or bother us or distract us, amen, was just for your next level. Amen. It wasn't for you to get distracted. Amen. It wasn't for you to lose focus. Amen. But it's for you to be able to know, amen, this is your hour. Amen. At the beginning of the scriptures, amen, and 13, amen, at the beginning, verse 1, it said Jesus already knew about this hour. Amen. Amen. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus already know. So knowing what purpose, amen, what was supposed to have happened, amen, knowing, amen, Judas was going to do what he was going to do. It was just only his assignment, amen. But even though he got what he's supposed to do, amen, and whatever no anybody else do, amen, you still got to do what you got to do, amen. Remain focused, amen. Hallelujah. Judas is just my next level. I know you don't look good. It don't feel good. Amen. And it don't look good. Amen. But it's for your good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Amen. Glory Jesus. Amen. I hope you're getting some nuggets, amen, on today. Amen. Because it really did bless me, amen, and encourage me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, amen, and we're going to read verse 13. Amen. And it reads, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful. I got to say that again. God is faithful, who will allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. So whatever you going through, whatever your situation is, whatever person that's getting on your nerves, that seem like they got something set up against you, God is not going to allow you to be in a situation that God will not make a way of escape for you. Amen. Sometimes we get into a situation, we get so bent out of shape and we lose focus. We become so worried. And when we get worried, we become depressed. We got anxiety situations. When our mind is so discombobulated, when we looking at the storm that's around us, then we won't be able to walk. Amen. Amen. That's what one of the pitfalls, amen, that Peter had to deal with when he looked at the storm that was around him. Instead of focusing on Jesus, the one who was calling him, he started to fall. Amen. But when we focus on God, amen, when we stay the course, when we stay in the momentum that we're supposed to be in, amen, and know that God will always make a way of escape for you, amen, then we'll be all right. Amen. Knowing that that person, that Judas, amen, is just for your next level. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm trying not to get too ahead of myself. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While operating in your momentum, hallelujah. Momentum. I had to break this down to some one word definition. So I looked up some synonyms, amen, of them. And momentum was your energy, your force, your power, your strength, your drive. While operating in your level of your strength and power, know that it is time to go up. There's more at hand to do. As long as you are comfortable with this level, you're not going to be able to move. And see, God needs us to be able to continue, amen, to move in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like, and in spite of who's around us, amen, and in spite of what they're doing. Let us stop being so focused on what other people are doing and focus on what we're supposed to do. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Then it say back there in John, amen. I'm gonna read this scripture again because just to encourage us and remind us in chapter 13, in John chapter 13, verse 15, he said, "For I have given you an example." So we gotta be able to keep the momentum. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when Judas got up from that table, he told him, Jesus told him, go do it quickly. In other words, I'm not going to stop doing what I got to do. Go on and do what you got to do, boo. It's all right. Judas, do what you got to do because you helping me. Amen. And one of the, another word or synonym of that word of momentum was stimulus. Woo, a force. So Judas was just that force. To push you into the direction, amen, that you needed to go in to help your destiny, amen, to come to fruition even the more so. Amen. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It may seem like it don't look right. It may feel like it don't look right, but it's going to work out right. Amen. I'm so glad that Jesus showed us how to respond when Judas is at our table. Amen. He showed us. He said, go on, hurry on up. Do it quickly. Because you ain't nothing but a push for me and to my greatness. Amen. Whatever God has for me to do. Amen. You just pushing me along just a little bit further. I'm not going to get bent out of shape because you betraying me. I'm not going to get bent out of shape because you talking about me. I'm not going to get bent out of shape because you not walking in agreement with me. I'm not going to worry about that because you just pushing me into my greatness. You just push me to my next level. Amen. This must be done. Amen. Verse 18. So speaks about so that it can be fulfilled. Amen. It got to be done so it can be fulfilled. There is a word that God needs fulfilled in your life. When he spoke in Genesis, way back in Genesis, amen, the word went out to do a work. Amen. It went out to do a work even when he made you, even when he made me. Amen. And the word must fulfill, amen, what it is sent out to do. Amen. Isaiah 55 and 11. I don't have that in the checkbox. Somebody put that up there. So, amen. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Hallelujah. But shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Amen. So the word that God spoke out, amen, in your life, amen, it got to accomplish, amen, what he says it's supposed to do. Amen. Because what he did in the beginning in Genesis, he's still doing right now. Amen. He still is speaking a word. Amen. And not only that he's speaking a word, but Christ is the word that's on the inside of you. So if Christ is on the inside of you, and he is the living word, then he must go out and do, amen, and fulfill everything that God said that it is meant for him to do, amen, in the heavens and in the earth, amen. It must accomplish its task. It must accomplish, amen, its purpose, amen. Hallelujah. So nothing can be able to stop it, not even Judas. Amen. Because when Judas come along, it's only to push you, amen, into the momentum that God have you to go into. Amen. And just as Jesus did not lose sight and what was at hand, amen, he knew there was a task. He knew he had to go to the cross, amen. And if he got distracted and sidetracked, amen, by what Judas was doing, because Judas decided, hey, I want to portray Christ. I want to portray my master. Amen. When you get caught up in what other people is doing, you'll lose sight in what you got to do. But don't lose momentum. Don't lose the momentum that God has for you to do. Amen. Because there's a task at hand, amen. And if we get off a track, amen, we can mess the whole thing up. We can mess the whole thing up because we worried about Judas. We worried about what he's doing at the table or when he get away from the table, amen. I heard a lot of times people would say self-thought can be your worst enemy, or it could kill you the most, because you thinking about what so-and-so is going to say. You imagine in your mind a conversation with this person. And then when you finally come to meet with that person, that conversation ain't nothing like you thought it was going to go, but self-thought messed things on up. When you get so in your head worrying about what other folks is doing, you can mess your own self up. Amen. And you get distracted. And not only that, you mess up your spirit. You mess up your spirit. Your spirit ain't even right. You can't even flow the way you was flowing before because you worrying about Judas. Get your mind off of Judas and stay on task. Stay on the purpose and the program that you supposed to be on, the journey that you supposed to be on, the assignment that you supposed to be on. Don't lose your momentum. Respond like Jesus did and say, go on with your bad self. Go ahead and do what you got to do. I got to keep on doing what my Father sent me to do. Amen. I must stay the course. Amen. I'm going to continue, amen, to do what it is I am told to do, what I was assigned to do, what God has placed in my spirit to do, I'm going to continue, amen, to do it. I'm not going to move out of my position just because you don't no longer want to be faithful. Stay in the momentum that God is placing you in. Amen. Because Judas, amen, it's just for your next level. Hallelujah. 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 I know y'all got some haters. Amen. Hallelujah. But your haters going to help make you greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because your Judas is for your next level. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, amen. And know this, people of God. Pastor Victor last week said something. Amen. Amen. He said, stay connected to the vine. Amen. Stay plugged in. Amen. When you are at that table, know who's around you. Some of the disciples, they didn't know who he was talking about. He didn't say Judas' name, but he described the situation. And yet they still didn't pay attention. People of God, I want to encourage us, pay attention to your environment. God has given us a sign and he's given us his instructions. But sometimes we see what we want to see. Then you can't see the one who's betraying you. And just because you see the one when you do that betray you doesn't mean that you're supposed to get off of course. Wow. That's good for me. That's good for me. If it's not good for you, amen, that's good for me. Don't get off of course, amen, just because you see what's going on. But sometimes you need to see Hallelujah. What's going on. Amen. 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 So you could be aware, amen, of the tricks of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to do what Jesus did and how he responded. Amen. At all times. Amen. 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 That's pretty much my word. Amen. Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know we're at home, but I want to give God a hand praise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory yes. to God. Hallelujah. You in the hands. Hallelujah. Of Pastor Victor. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory Jesus.
God bless. That was the most definitely awesome right now word. You just man, hey, that was good. You tied it all in. Don't worry about your haters, huh? Thank you, Jesus. It's our time to grow. And here it is that he designed, molded us, and made us to become. Oh man, that was good, prophets. Amen. Well, we got some anointed people with us, and I praise God for each and every one of you. The Inspired Word Nation is a blessed nation. We blessed and we highly favored. If I was amen, you, I'd give the Lord a hand praise for that. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, let's have some announcements, right?
Amen. God bless everyone. I hope the word helped you on today. Amen. Because there is always someone or somebody's that is out for you. But remember, those that curse you in the end will bless you. So keep on hating. Amen. Announcements is revival is August 26th through the 28th. We're asking for coverage on those days as far as financially go, that we are able to do all that God called us to do in this revival. Amen. The leaders know exactly the cost. It is $60 for the entire revival. Amen. I do not have any other announcements besides we know what to do with our tithes and our offering. Amen. Text to give. The number is 844-322-3780. And that is for the Elkhart branch. Amen. I do not have any other announcements unless someone else does. Amen.
Do Milwaukee have any announcements?
I don't think Pastor Tina is able to speak or apostle at this moment.
No announcement.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. So if there is nothing else, I think I seen our Elder Will on here, didn't I?
Amen. He said no announcements. Does anyone need prayer? Hallelujah. Anyone needs prayer before we close out? Okay, Pastor Victor, it's on you.
All right. Well, Elder Will, would you close us out?
Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word that you have put forth, Lord. Let it be edifying for the body of Christ, Lord. Let it grow and stimulate your people, Lord. Lord, we come against every attack of the enemy, Lord. We ask that you would continue to strengthen us with your presence, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to work with us and build us and grow us and groom us as you would have us be, Lord, that we may bring you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And God bless everyone.